Time for another edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat as we welcome back Dr. Sabina Pradhan from Pradhan Center for Women. Welcome back. What are we going to be talking about today, Dr. Pradhan?
January is Cervical Health Awareness Month, so I was going to talk about cervical cancer and how to prevent it.
So maybe explain a little bit to folks, what is cervical cancer?
Cervix is the lower part of the uterus that opens into the vagina. So cervical cancer occurs when there is overgrowth of the abnormal cells on the cervix. There are more than 12,000 cases diagnosed every year in the United States, and cervical cancer can be cured if it is detected very early.
So do we know what causes cervical cancer?
HPV, or human papillomavirus, is the most common cause of cervical cancer. It is a sexually transmitted infection. HPV infection is very common. However, in most cases, the immune system takes care of it, but in a few cases, the infection can persist, causing abnormal cells in the cervix, which may lead to cancer.
Can someone get cervical cancer without being sexually active?
Yes, but it is not very common.
So are there symptoms of cervical cancer?
Some patients may not have any symptoms at all, but sometimes patients present to me with bleeding after intercourse or pain with intercourse, bleeding in between periods, or abnormal vaginal discharge.
Okay, so those are some of the symptoms. How do you, as a doctor, then diagnose cervical cancer in a patient?
Usually when a woman presents to me with any of the symptoms that I just mentioned, I do a colposcopy, which is like looking at the cervix under the microscope, and take a biopsy to confirm the diagnosis.
If someone then is diagnosed with cervical cancer, how do you treat it?
The treatment is usually surgery, which is in the form of hysterectomy, which is removal of the uterus and the cervix, along with removal of lymph nodes in the pelvis. In some cases, they may need chemotherapy or radiation therapy, depending upon the spread.
Is there a way to prevent cervical cancer?
As we all know, prevention is better than cure, so I really want to focus on this today. There are various ways that you can prevent cervical cancer: safe sex, HPV vaccine, and the Pap test. Because cervical cancer is caused by a sexually transmitted virus, it is important for women with multiple partners to practice safe sex. The second is the HPV vaccine. This is the only vaccine that prevents cancer. It should be given between the age of 9 and 26, but preferably before someone becomes sexually active. And in the past 2 years, it's also recommended for boys. Now, the third one is the Pap test. I'm sure everyone is familiar with this. And Pap test is where I take a few cells from the cervix to check for abnormal cells. So these are the main ways of preventing cervical cancer.
So when should women start having a Pap test, and how often should that be done?
There has been a lot of changes in the guidelines regarding when the Pap test should be done and how often. But the most recent guideline is that the Pap test should be started at age 21. Women aged 21 to 29 should have Pap test every 3 years. And for women between the age of 30 and 65, a Pap test and an HPV test, also known as co-testing, every 5 years is the preferred option. Women can stop having Pap tests after the age of 65 if there is no history of abnormal Pap.
At the same time, women should not forget about their annual exams, though, correct?
Correct. Even though the Pap smears are done less frequently, it is still important for women to have their annual exam, which is annual breast and pelvic exam, every year with their physician. It's only the Pap test that may not be done at that visit if they were negative. So it's really important for women to understand this, because there has been some confusion. I've had some women come and tell me that, if it is negative, that means I don't have to come back, right? No, you still need to come back for your annual exam.
You mentioned the HPV test. Why is it not recommended for women under 30 years old?
The reason is the HPV infection is very common in the young women, in the teens and in the early 20s. And most of the time, the body will fight it and clears it by itself. It's only in a small percentage that the HPV infection can persist, in which case they may develop abnormal cells, which is detected by Pap. By doing the HPV test in this age group causes more anxiety and unnecessary tests. And therefore, to avoid these, the recommendation now is to not do HPV testing for women younger than 30.
What about women who've had a hysterectomy? Do they still need to have a Pap test?
After the hysterectomy, it really depends upon the reason for the hysterectomy, whether the cervix was removed or not, and whether they've had any abnormal Paps in the past. So if they still have a cervix, or if they have a history of abnormal Pap tests, they still need to have the Pap test. The other thing is the guidelines that I mentioned earlier doesn't apply to women who've had cervical cancer, who have HIV infection, or who have any weakened immune system.
Some interesting information, very informative information during Cervical Health Awareness Month. For more information about cervical cancer and screenings, obviously call the Perdon Center for Women at 278-6929. Visit them on Facebook, facebook.com/Perdon Center. Dr. Perdon, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Sabina Perdon for the Perdon Center for Women on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat.